I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 27 million people in the United States have osteoarthritis. To talk about the latest information related to the prevention and treatment of osteoarthritis is Dr. Jim Oates, Associate Professor and Associate Director of the Division of Rheumatology at MUSC. Dr. Oates, can you tell us what causes osteoarthritis?
It's a combination of inherited or genetic risk factors and essentially mechanical wear and tear on the joint.
And is it inevitable that every single one of us will get osteoarthritis as we get older or well into our senior years?
It certainly increases your risk. So it's a combination of the amount of trauma on a joint or daily wear and tear over time. The heavier you are, the more likely you are to get osteoarthritis in weight-bearing joints.
Now, tell us what we can do to prevent osteoarthritis.
So the easiest one to prevent is the one that's related to weight-bearing wear and tear on a joint. So when we're younger, we think about avoiding damage to the joint. So for instance, if somebody has an injury to the knee where they tear the meniscus that helps stabilize the joint or a ligament, that can lead to instability in the joint that over time increases wear and tear. If you're overweight, you are much more likely to have osteoarthritis. So keeping your weight in the ideal range with a body mass index somewhere between 20 and 25 is a good way to prevent wear and tear on the joint. Just for your information, when you're walking and your heel strikes on the ground, your joint feels 3 to 5 times your body weight. So it's not a linear but a logarithmic relationship.
If people lose weight who are in fact overweight, will they see some benefit from that point moving forward, no matter what their age is?
So I've noticed this in my patients. When they lose even small amounts of weight, for instance, if you lose 10 pounds, you may feel 30 to 50 pounds less on a joint. They actually feel better, they're more mobile, they have less pain. So I definitely recommend weight loss in folks who are overweight.
Now let's talk about patients who actually have osteoarthritis. What are some of the best ways that you have seen to manage the pain and the condition day to day?
So the concept is we try to reduce pain with over-the-counter or prescription analgesics and reduce wear and tear on the joint. So somebody who's a marathon runner, it may be good to stick to walking and swimming. There are braces that can help unload the worn part of a knee, for instance, and give folks more time before they need joint replacement. Working with a physical or occupational therapist, I think, is very important to help protect the joint and build the muscles around the joint to reduce pain.
And what will that therapy look like? Are those regular visits pretty much indefinitely or just short spurts of physical therapy?
Usually it's short spurts. So the physical therapist will teach you how to stretch and protect a joint and build up the muscles around the joint, and then you do those exercises at home. And it's important that patients maintain those exercises to maintain the benefit.
Any other things about living with osteoarthritis day to day that you see that really make a big difference?
So walking is very important. The studies have shown in older individuals that walking actually improves function and reduces pain. It's a little counterintuitive, but low-impact walking can be helpful.
Dr. Oates, thank you so much for this update about osteoarthritis.
My pleasure.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.